Search for the Meaning is the name of a book by Viktor Frankl. He was in a prison of Germany, Nazis, and he and his family were taken by Nazis, and he survived, and but his family, his entire family, were killed by Nazis, and I think you have seen about Nazis and camp and their camp, and you know about terrible tortures by Nazis, and I think you familiar from Germany and their camp. Viktor Frankl was a psychologist before World War II, and he learned to help people. He learned to caring people, and you know, he didn't anger or bitter for others. He didn't hate people, because he found a meaningful of his life. He had a terrible life in prison, but he found another meaningful of his life, and he decides to learn helping and caring to people. And he admonished a lot of people in Europe and America for they need to give. They needed to give another meaning of their life. You know, we have a lot of situation in past. We have a lot of experiences in past. Terrible situation or good situation, both of them, we need to learn and found another meaning of this, because Dr. Viktor Frankl learned and found from a terrible experiences that he had he found a better way, better life in his life. And he learned a lot of things to other people in prison, but some of them quit, and some of them found better way and better meaningful of their life. You know, Dr. Frankel, one of the amazing men that he could learn and found another meaning of his life. And I ask a question from you. If you had a lot of situation or bad or terrible situation, terrible experiences, or a good situation, what did you do? What did you choose for life? What did you learn about that situation? For example, about me, when I was younger than before, when I was 20 years old, I found a lot of things in world was meaning. And when I try new things and I achieve or I give more experiences, I found another meaning of my life. And if I didn't have some experiences in my life in past, I didn't know about my life. And you know, please share us about your situation, about your experiences in past, and what did you learn about that happens, or what did you what did you do when some situation happens to you? Thanks for listening to me, and bye for now.